Anyway, something completely different. I'm just curious. Julian Assange. Would Trump have been elected if it weren't for Julian Assange? And how come he's ignoring him now?
He would have been elected either way, in any case. Okay.
Yeah.
And the dig was, the embassy business was only about that rape charge from Switzerland. The rape right. charge wasn't about anything else. Then when that got dropped because it was ridiculous, then he broke his position or his condition of repose, which then allowed him to be picked up by the authorities. But he's still not in U.S. authorities. So what would the president do? What would he supposed to do? Tweet about it? Mm. That's been doing him a lot of good, hasn't it? Oh,
yeah.
we could leak. Wait. The president could leak the WikiLeaks. Oh, wait. There was all that Russian collusion. We can get the Russians to leak the WikiLeaks leaks that leaked, that makes it not leakable. Wait. Oh, wait. We're tangled up now. Okay. We'll get the Russians to straighten out and the Germans to straighten out the WikiLeaks leaks. Wait. No. The leaks that WikiLeaks leaked. Wait, no, wait. Okay, we don't even know what happened at that point. All we know is that everything she did, Hillary Rotten Clinton did, it got caught. And that's somebody else's fault. Okay? Because he didn't present that 30,000 Hillary Rotten Clinton email. See? So that's the rub. So if he would have, would it be all right? We don't know. It's a up and down, over and under. Everything is in this barred block of espionage. You know, you just need to be careful. Like Chris Story, he needs to be thankful that he's alive.
Okay.
So is Julian Assange, let me ask this, is Julian Assange a good boy? He didn't rape anybody?
He did not rape anybody.
Were the women who charged that working for intelligence agencies or some institution, or they were just motivated?
Neither, nothing, and there wasn't personally motivated. It's all like nothingness. That's why they dropped the charges. There ain't no charges. It's free.
Okay, so what do you see Julian Assange doing now? So let's say he was listening. What would you advise him to do right now?
That's easy. Follow the money.
So that he could expose something that would give him some credibility.
And now. No. He has plenty of credibility. He got the damn WikiLeaks.
Right. So
he's been working nonstop.
He's working now nonstop?
Hell yeah.
So will he release information that will help Trump put Hillary in jail?
Depends on. They don't need any. You got that. You got the damn server.
Yeah.
You have her. She's done. No, what they don't know is what else he has or has procured. What you going to find when the Silas Do-Good letters come out, Bob? What you going to do when you find out the sitting president of the United States also had emails on that private Chappaqua toilet server? What you going to do when the president of the United States has emails that is classified, and he did know about it because he sent it to the private server to have conversation? That's what they're trying to get really straightened out right quick. What's going to happen when he has those?
What does that mean? That he was privately corresponding with Hillary?
Obama.
Yeah.
Or do you mean Obama?
Obama was the president then.
Oh, okay. So you're saying Obama. Well, you say Hillary's going to prison. Can you say Obama's going to prison? Or that's a little more slippery?
Depends.
Yeah, it's more slippery, right? The other factors.
Okay. But see, it's hard because of clearances. Just anything the president writes is classified, okay? But not to him. not to him.
Anything the president writes is classified. Well, he didn't write himself. So what do you mean?
Right.
Not
that if he says I wrote so and so in an email, that's not classified. He's just saying what he said. But if someone else has a copy of that, it is classified, and they're mishandling classified material. But he did lie.
Shouldn't have got a copy.
And he knew. If he was telling the truth while he was in office, he said that he didn't know anything about it until they told all about it. He didn't know anything. But then they find emails where he actually sent emails himself to it. That's a lie. Now we got trouble.
Did he do? He sent emails to who?
Hillary Rodham Clinton under a pseudonym.
And that'll be figured out that they came from him, from Obama.
That's why they're trying to slow this all down and trying to shoot Julian Assange in the head, because they don't know what he's got. He's afraid because he knows they really took place.
What did they give? What did they promise the Ecuadorian premier that I'll give you Assange? What did he get out of it?
Nothing.
Why did he release Assange?
He didn't release him. They came in and got him. They didn't release him.
Yeah, they invaded the embassy. You're saying that?
They did. They did.
They broke the law.
No, they didn't. The case was dropped. There was nothing to protect him from. It wasn't the U.S. that had him in the embassy. It was the rape charges. They got dropped. They're gone.
He was in the Ecuadorian embassy. Somebody violated that embassy space and went in and got him.
Because he had nothing to protect him in that embassy anymore. The case had been dropped against him. There was nothing criminal for him to be held there. He was just inside the embassy.
Okay, so anybody can go in and get him then?
Well, anybody can go into the embassy. And then once they went and walked in and walked out, they said, we're going to charge you with using a computer the wrong way. They didn't even charge him with treason. They charged him with using a computer the wrong way. Well, Brits won't extradite for that because there's no issue to it.
And you said they can't extradite him. Did you just say they can't extradite him?
They cannot extradite him over the charge that's been laid.
Well, so what happens? He walks free? Mm-hmm. And wherever
he'll sit there until everybody gets happy or gets settled or figured out what they're going to do. Then he'll go free. But they got to be careful because
he'll go free. You just said that. And then he'll go free.
Yeah.
Do you understand, Carol, how they can go into an embassy and steal the guy? Even though the
chief. Yeah, they've got guns.
Yeah, something about the charges were dropped. Well, he's still in the embassy, and they can't grab him. Kidnapped him.
Yes, they can. The only reason he was in the embassy was because he was seeking asylum so he wouldn't be extradited for the fictitious charges against him for raping. Well, when those charges were dropped, there was nothing to cry sanctuary from. He was just someone visiting the embassy. Then they came in with a new charge of using the computer the wrong way.
Improperly.
That was the charge.
Yes.
That was the charge.
Okay, so, but you're saying he'll get off and then he'll walk free. You just have to wait it out.
Well, but they don't know what he's going to do. The more they
is he going
off,
to do something? You implied he is working 24/7 to do something.
Depends. Yeah, he's got enough fire. He has many bullets in his arsenal.
Can he harm Trump with his information?
No, he doesn't want, and he doesn't want to.
What do you think of John Voight? He did a YouTube today or yesterday. saying that Trump is the greatest president since President Lincoln. Why was Voight motivated to say that? Anything peculiar, or just genuinely, sincerely believes that?
He's sincere, and he does believe it because he may be the great expatriator.
Who, Voight is? or Trump is?
No, Trump would be.
Expatriator, what's that mean?
Look it up.
No, there's expatriate. Who's the expatriate? Voight isn't. He's an American, right?
Yeah, referring to Voight. It's between Assange and Trump.
Oh, okay. You're taking it back into Assange. Expatriator. So he would classify Assange as an expatriate?
Yep.
And that would help Assange?
It would. He's never going to be extradited, and if he is, it won't matter, because it's all ridiculous. I mean, the charge ain't even a chargeable charge.
Okay, so journalists get all upset saying, this is very serious, and they kind of outraged that Assange was treated this way. Do the journalists have a case?
No.
Julian
Assange doesn't have First Amendment rights, because he ain't a U.S. citizen.
So it's not an American journalist issue, even though they're outraged.
Right. They're saying you have the freedom of the press. Well, he's not a U.S. citizen. He doesn't get the benefits of the Constitution.
Right.